Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you here today through all this cold weather and crazy snow that we had. And we're so glad to have you back with us in worship today and glad we were able to. I think Tom had said earlier last week that out in the middle of the parking lot, there was like 18 inches of snow in some of the areas with a little bit of drifting that happened. But we're thankful to Andy Taylor that got out here, and I don't know if Grant came too, or
I think Grant did it.
Okay, yeah. So
there was tractor marks out here, and when I called Andy, he said that somebody had already done it.
So. Yeah, well, that's great then. So appreciate all of that, and got us dug out so we could be here today, and how allowed that blacktop out here to dry off so we could walk without any issues there. But we are glad. We want to welcome all of you. We want to welcome those that may be listening online. And so today and every day, Jesus says, come, follow me. And so today and every day, may our answer be, yes, Lord, we are the ones who seek you. So let's join together as we begin by standing and joining in our Gloria Patria. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be. Join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. What does the Lord require of us?
To act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God.
How do we come before the Lord?
With humble hearts and brazen praise.
How will we live our faith?
With actions that bring peace and works that lift up the lowly.
Let us worship God today in spirit and in truth. Well, let's join together there, and we're going to sing that first hymn. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Highest archangels in glory, strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms, He carries us home and on.
Praise Him.
Praise Him. Tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him ever in joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Praise Him,
praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Prophet and priest and king, Christ is God. Lord belong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. All right, well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. When we feel beaten down by the world, O God, we gather to worship. When we are wounded by careless words, O God, we gather to pray. Fill us with a hunger and thirst for what is right and just, that we may walk humbly in your ways. Amen. And then we're going to sing our next hymn there. Trust and obey. You may be seated. Yep. And if you have a hymn book, it's 58. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still. And with all the world, trust and obey, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Well, I'm going to invite, I think we have a couple girls this morning. If they want to make their way down, they're welcome to, our kids. Come on. Come on, Grant. You can join your sisters. You guys can sit right here this morning. He didn't. I should have never said join his sisters. That's what turned him around there. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, has it been cold? Have you had the fireplace going?
Yeah.
Did you help Daddy cut wood? All right. Now, have you ever lit candles in your house before? Has Mom and Dad ever got candles out?
Yes.
And you lit them? Now, did you, after you lit them, did you turn the lights off? No? Okay. You had them. Okay. Or was there a time, I don't know if, have you guys ever had the power go out? It's been a while. I was going to say, I don't think since you guys moved, I don't think we've had that. But sometimes when the power goes out, because something happens with the electricity, and it's all of a sudden it's dark in your house, except from the fire coming from the fireplace. And you got to go light candles. And we light the candles, so what? Why do we light candles in the dark? So we can what?
See,
yes. I thought you were both going to say it, but then you kind of pause. Yes, so we can see, because it's hard to see in the dark, isn't it? Now, sometimes when we're sleeping at night and our eyes have been closed, our rooms are dark, unless you got a night light in your room, it's kind of dark in there and your eyes adjust to the dark. And so when you open up your eyes, maybe you wake up in the middle of the night, can you see around in your room a little bit? Yeah, you can, can't you? Yeah, because your eyes. But then you go in and turn on a light, and it's like, ah, it's bright. And then your eyes adjust. Now, but if you turn the light back off, oh, I can't see where I'm going because our eyes hasn't adjusted back. And so there's something true in Scripture that tells us that God is light. That God is light. So when that, sometimes that bright, oh, wow, that hurts my eyes a little bit. And then just takes a few minutes or less, seconds, and all of a sudden, it doesn't bother you anymore. So God is light. Guess what? Jesus said that Jesus goes, I'm the light of the world. Now, what does that mean? We got the sun. We got our candles that we can light. How is Jesus the light of the world? Well, he brings light into our world through the way he teaches us to live. And then you know what Jesus says? He says, you are the light of the world. What's he saying? Oh, me? How can I be a light in the world? Because when we follow Jesus' ways, what he teaches us, you know that you've learned in the Sunday school class when you've come downstairs and things like that, that's the way we let Jesus' light shine through us. So, if you saw me and every time you saw me, I was like, what would you think's wrong with me? What do you think? I'm grumpy, mad, yep, mad, angry, grumpy. Now, does that look like a good light to shine? No. But how about when you smile at somebody? Yes, I love that. Yes, I love the smiles. And when I see those smiles, it just lights people's face up. And I don't think sometimes we realize how much it lights our face up. And you know what? Sometimes when somebody at school, maybe a friend or maybe just a classmate, that they're having a bad day, a sad day, and you smile at them and say hi, I bet it helps them feel better. And you know what you're doing in that moment? You're letting that light shine. That light shine. And that light comes from Jesus and from God. And in our story, the reading that we're going to do for the adults in a little bit is about how God called his disciples, or Jesus called his disciples, his followers, to let their light shine and make a difference in the world. All right? So shine this week. When you go to school tomorrow, make sure you smile at times and shine. Okay, you can go back to your seats. Maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. We want to give you a chance to share those. And so let's see what happens. Yes. Okay, thank you. And while I'm thinking of that, Amber Furrow. Because originally I was going to put it on Facebook and get the word out, but we were supposed to have blood pressure this morning, but she called and said she was not feeling good and had a fever. And we want to remember Amber too, and Addie and Deanna. Yeah.
I have too. A friend of mine, her husband has stage 4 liver cancer.
Oh boy.
And then a friend of mine, her daughter, might have cancer, and her name's Mindy.
Okay.
And my friend's husband's name's Don.
Don and Mindy. Okay. So we want to remember Don and Mindy. Don, who they know for sure has liver cancer, and then Mindy, have they tested her, or they have? Okay. Yeah. So we want to keep both of them in our prayers.
Unspoken
this morning. Okay. All right. Somebody else?
Unspoken.
Okay. Somebody, yep.
Brenda starts radiation Tuesday.
Next round.
For 20 of them.
Okay. All right. We definitely want to keep Brenda in our prayers as she goes through those many treatments. Yeah.
Jeff and I have a friend who is in hospice care. He lives in Indiana. We used to work with him. He has cancer throughout his body, and he's not expected to make it much longer.
Can you share the name or
his
not?
His name is Jeff.
Jeff, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to remember him in our prayers then. I saw another couple. Yeah. Go ahead.
Keith, Kathy, and...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Kathy's having some issues with her hip, and it's been painful this week. And And I think they're going to try to get in to see somebody about that. So, yeah. Oh, wow. Manya used to teach, was it second grade?
Third
grade? Okay, yeah, that's right. And, yeah, and so we want to keep her in our prayers. Thank God she's doing well, but we want to pray for strength and continued healing for her recovery there. Someone else? Yes.
From the prayer room, we only had a couple, but Max Kern. And I guess he was a coach at Miami East. A lot of people knew him. And then Larry Saunders.
Current senior. What? Max Kern senior.
Oh, senior. Okay, I was going to say, I hadn't heard anything on...
That was the weird part, because one time it came his father, and one time it came his. So I didn't know.
Okay.
Biz one told me.
Okay, we got it then.
And then the other one's Larry Saunders, and he was having a biopsy Friday. So I don't know how that turned out.
Turned out yet, okay. Gotcha. All right. So definitely want to keep both Max and Larry in our prayers. Somebody else? Yes.
Brother Mike.
Got to see Butch's great-granddaughter play basketball for the mini dribblers on Thursday night at the girls' game. And he was all smiles. And, so that was great. Somebody else? Anybody else?
Yeah, this week we got another great-granddaughter.
Is that
Kyle and his wife had a girl.
That's on Judy's side?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yep, I live in Cleveland.
Yes, okay, that's the group that's in Cleveland, yeah.
My neighbor lives south of me, and Rhea can help me with his name, but he had an operation, and they somehow supposedly nicked something in there. He's got poison in his body, and he's down Cincinnati in critical condition.
Oh, boy. Do you have a first name?
Sean Waterbaker.
Okay, Sean. So we want to remember Sean in our prayers. Yeah, that's, gosh, those are the kind of stories you don't like hearing when those things happen. And they do happen. And yeah, with this infection. So we definitely need to keep him in our prayers for sure, for Sean with this infection after an operation. Somebody else? Anybody else? All right. Well, there's lots of names, and I know we were off there for a few weeks, and but there's lots of names. Just to let you know, Nancy's home from rehab. I think she's doing well from at least what I picked up on Facebook and everything. And I saw her down at the hospital before she moved to rehab. And I'm glad that she's doing much better. And I'm sure she's going through physical therapy and all of that. And we're glad to hear about that. So, anybody else then, before we pray this morning, give you a chance to lift up some of these names that come to your mind to the Lord there, and or other needs that maybe you couldn't share that you're facing or somebody else facing, and then I'll close this out, will it? As we pause today, we are grateful and thankful that you lead us by your light, and that your light shines in the darkness and helps us to see things as they really are. And Lord, sometimes we face things in our own lives that are difficult, other people that we know of that have been mentioned today that are facing difficult times in their lives. And Lord, we're thankful for your light that shines, that brings healing and wholeness and joy and peace and so many things. And Lord, as we face the various things that are happening in our world and in our own country and even in our own homes, God, Lord, we ask that your light would always shine, for we need that. We need that. Today, we lift up those that have been mentioned. Lord, we think about Addie and Deanna and Amber today, our own members who are battling sickness, and maybe there's others too, Lord, that we don't know about. God, we ask for your touch upon them. Give them strength during this time and be with them. Lord, we lift up Don and Mindy and Brenda right now. And Lord, we ask for your touch upon each of them, Lord, and for Kathy and Manya and Max and Larry and Mike and Sean, God, each one of these, Lord, that are in need of your touch, in need of your healing, in need of your presence. Some of them are recovering. Some of them are facing cancer and need a miracle and a serious touch. Some are on their deathbed, God, and need peace and strength today. Lord, we just ask that you would touch each one, Lord, with your presence. Each one of them, Lord, that you will work in their lives. And Lord, we continue to lift up the unspoken needs. And God, you know what those are, and we ask that you administer. Lord, we lift up needs that were offered up in prayer to you that they could not share, but we join together with them today, asking for your touch for each of them and those needs that it were lifted up to you. Lord, we pray for our country. We pray for our leaders from the top down, God, and we just pray for your grace and for wisdom and mercy and guidance through all of this. And Lord, we pray for other nations, Lord, and where wars and civil wars and oppression and famine and just so many things that Jesus, you taught us, will be very common in our world. But God, we lift up those needs today and those situations, Lord, that you would grant your grace and peace and strength in the midst of all of those situations. Lord, those that maybe are struggling financially or those that are struggling emotionally today, Lord, God, we just pray, or maybe those even struggling spiritually. Lord, we lift up all of them today to you and ask for your touch and your blessing, God. Lord, you're the one that lights our way, and we pray that you will work in our lives, that your light will shine through us unhindered. As we ask all of these things this morning, in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer this morning, and now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Don't forget, I hope everybody kind of remembered, always on that first Sunday of the month, unless something changes, and we usually try to note that in the directory there, that we have our noisy collection. So if you got your change or your dollar bills, you can throw those in today. And so as you give today, God bless you. Sorry. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Holy One, receive these gifts as expressions of our love. Magnify them for your glory and bless those who give in faithfulness and hope. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading is coming from two passages. They happen to be last week's lectionary readings, and I just decided to stay with what I had worked on. One of them comes from Isaiah chapter 9. It's going to be a couple verses. You might remember these verses from Christmas Eve service. And then the second set, which is our gospel reading, is Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 22. So, first of all, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 3. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. You have made the nation great. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as those who divided plunder rejoice. And then from Matthew chapter 4, now when Jesus heard that John was arrested, John the Baptist, he went to Galilee. And he left Nazareth and settled in Capernaum, which lies along the sea in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali. This fulfilled what Isaiah the prophet said, the land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali alongside the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who lived in the dark have seen a great light, and a light has come upon those who lived in the region and in the shadow of death. From that time, Jesus began to announce, change your hearts and live. Here comes the kingdom of heaven. As Jesus walked alongside the Galilee Sea, he saw two brothers Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea because they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I'll show you how to fish for people. Right away, they left their nets and followed him. Continuing on, he saw another set of brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with Zebedee, their father, repairing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately he left the boat and their father and followed him. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, a timid young man came up to Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, I will be. Why, yes, my boy, Mr. Jones said excitedly. You may have her. The young man gasped and said, what's that? Have who? My daughter, of course, answered Mr. Jones. You want to marry her, don't you? Not really, stammered the young man. I just want to know if you can lend me $25. Certainly not, said Mr. Jones. I hardly know you. He wouldn't give him $25, but he was ready to give his daughter away. This morning, I want to talk to you about Reflecting the light. You know, when we turn on any news channel these days, we will often see down at the bottom, not school delays and closings, although that's been true here lately, we usually will see something like a little banner flashing, breaking news, you know. And, I mean, if we're all honest, usually the breaking news is what? Bad news. Yeah, bad news. And so this morning, I want you to think a little bit about, so what's the good news? What's the good news? We need to be feeding ourselves with the good news, not just the bad news. In fact, maybe we need to avoid the bad news. I don't know. But Matthew tells us some good news. At least according to what he sees going on, as he talked about and quoted from Isaiah the prophet, is that Jesus has left Nazareth, where he grew up as a kid, and has settled in a town called Capernaum. An everyday fishing and farming village along the Sea of Galilee. I mean, it'd be like if all of a sudden somebody announced that Jesus left Cincinnati and settled in Castown. It might be something like that. And Matthew informs us that Jesus settling in that little fishing, farming village was, listen to this, was a light shining in the darkness. Just as the prophet Isaiah said back long ago. And we just heard those famous words of Isaiah at our candlelight communion service on Christmas Eve when we recalled that Matthew tells us there that another light has shown up and was shining. And that was the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Matthew seems to be tracing this a little bit, doesn't he? The birth, and then when he begins his full ministry into Galilee, out and about, he's a light shining. Why? Why is that so important? Well, first of all, this morning, our world faces darkness. There's your first word if you're using the sermon outline this morning. Our world faces darkness. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what darkness meant for Isaiah. If you read through, oh gosh, the first 20-some chapters of Isaiah, you're probably going to be depressed when you get done. Because it talks about how Israel has abandoned their faith, abandoned their trust in the Lord. Israel. Israel, the northern kingdom at this time, because remember by this time the kingdom split. Israel's the north, Judah's in the south. And the north is who Isaiah is speaking to at the beginning part of his the book of Isaiah. And things were bad. And And so darkness in Isaiah was a metaphor for living under, there's two words there, if you got the sermon outline, oppression and brokenness. Now, for us, brokenness probably hits home with us more because we understand what brokenness can mean. You know, sometimes when we lose our spouse, we feel broken. When we lose our parents, we feel broken. I can remember to this very day in 1989 when we lost my sister, who was 34 years old, of viral meningitis. I remember that look on my dad's face, that hurt, that pain, that brokenness when he and my brother Harry, or he and my brother came back and they said that my sister had passed away. That was hard. We understand that. Oppression is something we don't understand as much. Because we haven't always seen something like that in the United States. And so we kind of dismiss that sometimes. But the prophet Isaiah wasn't afraid to talk about what they were living in. And he called it deep darkness. A time divided by, and here's what a little bit of a summary of what was going on there. A time divided by civil war. A time when the strong and wealthy had all the power and ignored the poor in their midst. And even as Isaiah says in different places, in their ignorance, they didn't fear God. And then they were so arrogant that they didn't even fear these other nations. And they didn't believe that they needed the Lord's help in facing their challenges. That's quite of an indictment, isn't it, when you think about it? And you know what? As we see similar challenges, there's your next word. We see similar challenges today. We still face arrogance. We still face violence in our world. We still see wars. We still see oppression. We still see all of these things and brokenness in even sometimes in our own families. We still see hunger and poverty and homelessness. There's still greed and exploitation and extortion and tyranny. In other words, there's still darkness that we see all around us even today. And then we can't leave out ourselves. We face our own shadows. There's the next word there. Those shadows could be a variety of things. They could be news from the doctor about something going on in your life that you just received. Whether it's for yourself or for loved ones, it might be a relationship struggle. It might be frustrations at work or school. It might be financial concerns that seem insurmountable. It might be depression. It might be a general restlessness with life or hopelessness in life. It could be an addiction somebody's facing. It might be something that I have not named, because darkness has many forms and shades, and it affects us all. We might even wonder, where is the light in the middle of that? Well, the good news this morning is not only that Jesus came to Capernaum and was shining a light, but let's get more specific. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. Jesus' time on earth, recorded in the Gospels, gives us a glimpse. There's your next word there. Of his light. Gives us a glimpse. When we read through the Gospels, that's why it's important to read what was going on. I mean, who of you would have caught the importance that Matthew saw in Jesus going from Nazareth, where he grew up in, to Capernaum? A small little fishing, farming village. What would be so important about that? And Matthew said, it was God's light that was shining. Jesus taught us that his presence on earth meant that the reign of the heavens has come near, or sometimes we call it the kingdom of God. He shined God's light in the darkness wherever he went. He showed us the light of God's reign by calling people to follow him. So it wasn't just about following Jesus, it was about following God's light that was shining through Jesus. And the same is true for us. And as he went about and did this, he revealed heaven's reign at work in the world, or in Capernaum, or in Castown, or Fletcher, or Troy, or Piqua. Let's see, where else are we from? And you know how he did that? Think about this. And Matthew has a unique way, by repeating about four times throughout his gospel of these things Jesus kept doing. And I believe it's connected with the light shining. Teaching, preaching, feeding, caring, and healing. Now, I added in caring and feeding because Matthew is one of those that tells us three times, I believe it is, or twice, about Jesus miraculously feeding people. Because Matthew wants us to see something that's very important. Jesus calls us to shine. There's your next word. His light as we follow him. And so that's where it's hard. That's where, as I've said so many times, the rubber meets the road, you know, is being able to walk in his way and in his light as we follow him. That's what following is what it is. It is about following his ways, his teachings, and shining his light. Jesus' light came near people when he called them, when he talked to them, when he taught them. And it's interesting, and John chapter 4 gives us the perfect example of this, when Jesus met the woman at the well, and all he did was start asking questions. Can I have a cup of water? And then she goes into, wait a minute, I'm a Samaritan, I'm a woman. Why would you be asking me that? A conversation that turned into teaching and a light shining. He fed them. He healed them. He delivered them. And you know what? The light of Jesus comes near to us and to others when we, the church, do the same. As we follow him as his disciples, his light will shine through us where there's a darkness and oppression. No matter how dark things may seem or appear at times, Jesus still lights our way, and his way lights the world. And the important question is, are we seeing, does our world see the way that Jesus taught us? Our world, and the reason I ask that is because our world needs his light and healing today. Not just physical healing, but spiritual and emotional healing as well. And maybe you're here today and you need some of that. We all do at times. I do. And it's something that we have to search our own hearts and talk to the Lord about. And when we participate in that healing in our own lives, and then we go out and we let his light shine through us, we are participating in his healing of our world. In other words, we're continuing the work of Jesus. We are reflecting his light. We are offering hope and healing. We are sharing grace and mercy. And when we do this, we are reflecting the light. May his light so shine before others through us that they may see our good works and give glory to God in heaven. Amen and amen. Well, why don't you take a few moments today and share the love of the Lord and share the blessing and greet one another. And then we'll come back and you'll have to flip on the backside of your sheet. There's a little chorus that we'll close out with.
Down this aisle.
to have done anything on the inside.
No, I brought more down. Yeah, brought more down. We're going to
All right. Well, if you want to stand with me as we sing our little chorus, you got to flip your hymn sheet over on the back, and there's the words to praise the name of Jesus. If you're using the bulletin, hymn book, if you grabbed a hymn book out, it's number 6. As we sing through, I believe it's twice, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Well, let's join together for our benediction. May we leave worship today eager to follow Christ.
We follow the light of the one who loves us.
May we know the blessings of shining our lights before others, practicing fairness and mercy as we walk humbly with God. Amen. If you're planning on staying for the congregational meeting, you can probably just have a seat and they'll be passing around some paperwork to you. If not, then you can slip out quietly.